Hello, welcome back. Thanks. Another episode of the Godfather Part Two Minute.
I'm Andy Robinson.
I'm Alex Robinson.
Welcome back, Alex.
Thanks.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm here to talk about minute 166.
That's right.
Is that what it we're up to?
166.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
All right.
We're chugging through this last third of the movie.
Chug. So are you going to give me any lessons?
I should probably ask you, do you even want to learn it?
We've come this far. I can't not do it now. Numero 166.
Oh, almost. 166.
166.
You got it.
That's Italian for 166.
You got it.
Sorry, is it 166 or 167?
It's 166.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm 167 on my sheet here. Huh. Anyway.
You're living in a few. Now you're the one with the time machine.
Maybe not now, but 1 minute from now. The Corleones continue their tour of Corleone, Sicily, sitting down for a lovely luncheon with the extended family. Gifts are given and a tour of the olive oil facility.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple minute. Not a lot going on.
It's a lovely minute.
How so?
This is...
Whoa, why do you say lovely?
It's just lovely. Family, food, gifts, beautiful weather.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about the estate, because there are some shots where you could see the zoomed out.
Yeah.
And wow, I don't know who's living there, Alex, but they don't look like no Sicilian peasants.
Well, that's the question I had was, who are these people? Are these relative? Because when they walk, you know, they pull up in the car and then... Vito gets out and he puts his like arm around someone like he's his long lost. But we don't know any of these people or anything.
Is
right?
it Don Tomasino?
That's what I assume because we see someone get shot at the end of this sequence, not this minute, but coming up, and that's the guy who we see when he's in the wheelchair with Mikey, when Mikey is in Sicily.
Yeah.
So I think one of them is Don Tomasino, but I don't know which one, and I don't know who all the other people are. Yeah. If they're Don Tomasino's family, it looks like Mama's family there, I assume?
Eunice, by the way.
I
looked it up, too.
Someone on the Star Wars Minute Discord just told me her name is Eunice.
I looked it up, too. Well, we asked.
We answered.
Eunice. Yeah, I don't know who these people are. I don't know. I don't know how they make their money. I don't know how they spend their time. Well, I do know how they spend their time hanging around. I mean, this is an estate. Do you see that building?
Although, from what I hear, though, it's like you can get, like nowadays, you can get villas for like a euro in Italy. So maybe this is something that's been in the family for like 1,000 years and doesn't necessarily mean they're wealthy. It just means that they have this. Although it seems like they would have like a farm and everything attached to it.
Yeah, so,
I mean, and if he's in the business with Vito, then he's probably making some money and he probably is a peasant fasante here. And
he's not a peasant. He's a peasant fasante.
Yes. You know fasante.
Yeah, you're probably right. Now, I mean, because Vito in this scene is wearing a nice suit, a hat, everyone's well dressed. They come in a car. They're picked up in a car. It looks like there's a driver. So someone's doing well on one or both sides of the Atlantic, Alex.
It's baffling to me how quickly... how powerful Vito has become.
Yeah.
Well, because when we first saw him, the internet says the sequence goes from 19, the flashbacks go from 17 to 1925, they say. Hmm. That's what I saw on the internet. But this is the last flashback scene, right?
It is. I think so,
And Connie is clearly a baby.
She's a baby, yeah.
And the internet also says she was born in 1922.
So this could be in like 1924, right?
Yeah. Well, but she doesn't seem like she's
two.
She doesn't seem like she's 2 years old.
Oh, she seems younger than that.
She seems like a. I mean, they're basically holding her in their arms.
They're carrying
the whole
her
time,
around.
So,
yeah, that's true.
Anyway, it's but he rose to fame really quickly because Sonny was a baby in that time, and now it's like 6 years later, and he's already like this powerful. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job.
Well, I guess he's getting rid of the Black Hand.
Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Stevenson was taking in a lot of money, and now they do.
Yes.
And I get the impression they expanded, too.
So one of the people calls him Don Vito at the scene. Oh, one of the people right. at the picnic. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Don Vito.
Yeah.
And it made me wonder about that. Like, why, what did they call him Don Vito?
Yeah. And instead of just Vito?
Yeah, instead of Vito or, yeah, Vito, I guess. Or,
yeah.
But
well, I think my impression is that if you are familiar with the person, you can call like Don Alex, Don Vito, Don Andy.
Well,
if you're the head of a family,
if so, you think
it doesn't have to be a crime family. So, remember Don, who's the Apollonia's father?
Yeah, Don Revelli?
Vitelli.
Vitelli.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was Don Vitelli?
I think they called him that.
Okay.
Yeah. Don yeah. Vitelli.
I don't remember. I remember the commentary on GF, one of the GFs.
Mm-hmm.
I think Francis Ford Coppola said that he, that in Italian people would really say Don Vito,
mm-hmm.
but in the movie he has him use the last name as the title, you know. Yeah. So it's he's like, it's not quite. But now since then, mobsters have adopted, they've used The Godfather as their model, so now that really what people, you know. That's what I mean, right. It's like a cause and effect.
Weird,
you know.
Why did Francis Ford Coppola change it for the movie?
I don't know. Was it in the book? Maybe
I'll check,
because the book might be different than the movie.
It might be. Yeah, I'll check.
Are any of these scenes in the book?
This scene is not.
It's not where he goes back and is the scene where he kills.
We're gonna find out.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Okay. We'll get there. Yeah. We'll get there, Pop.
Yeah. Not all the flashback scenes are right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is an interesting scene.
Is it?
Well, in some ways, it's not a lot happens, but there are just a lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah. I also want to point out on the K side of things, they don't emphasize it, but there are armed guards walking around in that long shot where you see the villa. You can see guys walking around with shotguns. So not quite the idyllic scene that the movie is, what have you believe.
Yeah, it's funny because the music is very flowery and romantic.
Yeah.
And reminiscent of an earlier, simpler time, yet you have armed guards guarding this peaceful scene. I guess that's how you keep the peace in Sicily.
Yeah.
Right? Just have your guards.
I guess it's like the equivalent of like guys with sword, you know, like a knight with a sword just kind of patrolling. It doesn't necessarily mean violence is imminent. It's just in case. You know?
Yeah.
So
it's better to keep your friends close and your armed guards closer.
Exactly. That's what Pablo always said.
So what do you think of a young Santino? Let's talk about him.
I think both him and young Fredo look really good. They both look like they're, I feel like, and it's hard to, I don't know if I should blame this on the kid, but I feel like the kid whose son he is a little bit over the top.
He's a little overacting. Isn't
he? He's a little hammy.
Yeah.
Like when he goes to give the present to the grandmother and she like kisses him and he like rolls his eyes in such such a big over the top way.
He did it twice. He rolled his eyes twice. And it got me thinking, do people really roll their eyes, or is that sort of a parody or like a symbol of what we think is people being annoyed?
I think people do really roll their eyes. You've never noticed someone rolling their eyes in real life?
Literally.
I mean, that's like over the top the way you're doing it. You're doing it like a.
So what would be a tip? A real?
I don't know. Just look up really quick.
Just like looking up.
Yeah, you're not like, you know.
I wonder where that came from.
I don't know.
Where does that? Because it's weird. You're looking up. You move your head a little bit. Like, ah.
I remember someone telling me that one way to tell if someone was lying is if their eyes go a certain way, because there are parts of the brain that are associated with lying, and so when your eyes move that way, it's because you're accessing some. So maybe it's something like that. Maybe frustration is associated with just making you roll your eyes. But I wonder if that's I feel like that has to be a global, like it's hardwired into us, not something we learn. Although I don't know, it's a good question.
Cultural.
You think?
Yeah.
Then we'll look into it.
Yeah.
We'll ask, we'll answer.
And I'll ask at my work, because I work with a lot of different people from all over the world. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of them now. I think it is international.
Well, especially when you're asking them questions.
Exactly. I've seen them all do that.
But yes.
Yeah, I think I have. Yeah. But some of them have been in America a while.
That's true.
Might be something you would adopt. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, so I do feel like he hams it up a little bit, overacting a bit.
Well, and plus also he's like boxing the whole... If he's not rolling his eyes, he's like boxing.
Well,
and,
I think he was told to do that.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure how much of this is, but I feel like part of it is just like, okay, we have to let people know this is Sonny, so we can't have him screwing some lady, so he just has to be fighting.
Yeah. The fighting, I'm okay with the fighting. It seems like that's really something he would do as a kid.
Yeah, just it is. Punch, it is at least consistent adults. With his character, but it's almost like too consistent with his character. Like, they should have had young Fredo, like, rolling dice and, all the people doing, baby Connie throwing dishes all over the floor. Oh. whatever their personality is that we see them in, that's what they're always doing all the
time. Well, it's funny you should say that, Alex, because I think the kids in this minute, how they're portrayed does foreshadow who they will come to be.
Okay.
For example, Santino fighting, right? A baby Connie is being carried around, just like she'll be transported around on the Queen.
Oh, I thought you said she was going to be given to Carlo, like she's handed off to Carlo.
That too.
Queen too.
And then finally, Fredo brings someone to the Statue of Liberty.
Okay,
come on. Fredo picks him up at the airport. He shows him a good time.
That's true.
He's a kid.
It should have been Sonny. It should have been Fredo bringing the thing to the grandmother.
Oh, so you know it is funny because I was a little confused by that. I don't know if it was a weird cut, but because Don Vito does give toddler Fredo a white package and sends him on his way, but then you don't see where they end up going. So it's not clear who is giving the gift to the grandmother or where Fredo. I guess they're all just passing gifts around to different people.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
They should have had...
Fredo was stepped over.
I was going to say, they really should have had give this to grandmother, and Fredo reaches for it, but then Mikey pulls it out of his hand and goes to
there get you go. There's like the little Corleones.
Yeah, exactly.
We talked about doing a cartoon of that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Little Corleones.
No Tom Hagen, thankfully.
No Tom Hagen.
You notice how peaceful and everyone's having a good time.
No.
And it's
no legal trouble.
Do you think they just left Tom back at home? He's taking care
of him. Well, I don't think they have Tom yet.
How old is he? Like 13 or 12 or something when they meet up?
Yeah, I think they're young teenagers.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, what else you got for the minute, Alex?
Well, something I noticed is that there are oranges on the table.
Yes.
And of course, everyone's that's death. And it's an example of no death being...
But foreshadow Santino's death. Well, but Fredo's death.
But everyone.
Don Vito's death. Mama's death.
But everyone. Well, that's what I was going to say, is that Mama is the only one who seems to have oranges on her plate. And it made me wonder, is Mama dead in the next scene? Is this next scene, the scene where Mama dies the next scene?
Wow, that could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Although part of the problem also is that we know that these scenes were not necessarily, the scenes they were written to be next to didn't necessarily aren't. They were kind of jiggered around in order. So even though Mama might die in the next scene in the final film, it doesn't necessarily mean they plan. They said, let's put the oranges in because according to the script in the next scene, you know, she dies or whatever.
So it's even cooler than that it worked out that way.
Yeah,
it's even
totally.
More significant. Hey, back to the Statue of Liberty for a second. So it's a little Santino or Fredo, or someone gives Grandma the Statue of Liberty knick-knack. And I realized...
Slips Grandma the old Statue of Liberty.
In the 1920s... That would have been an amazing gift, right?
Why? Because
kind of a little tchotchke Statue of Liberty gift, right?
Why?
I mean, now it just seems in the 2000s seems cheap and who would actually?
Well, see, back then they were more of a
It was significant coming over from New York.
That's a good point.
From
not
New
everything
York.
Was made in China at that point.
Yeah, no, so. I mean that's
probably made in Sicily.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know. I'm
and
just guessing. I'm just
to
kidding.
America and then brought to.
I agree. But yeah, that's a good. It's a good point.
Yeah, right.
She was like the first one to ever get. That's the business they should have gone into.
Knickknacks.
Yeah, it's souvenirs and stuff. It's open a store in Times Square and then.
Yes. You know. For all the people going back to Sicily.
Yeah, totally.
Uh-huh. What else you got?
Time travel idea.
Okay.
The older Fredo mm-hmm. would travel back to time here.
All right.
And be subtly like, oh boy, you know, Mr. Corleone, that kid of yours, he seems like he's got a bright head on his shoulders. You should put him in charge sometime. You know what I mean? Like, really lay the groundwork for.
Yeah.
For.
Who would the future Fredo have to pretend to be in order to get in the circle of Don Vito and be able to influence him? Oh, maybe he could be driving him to the airport. No, he wouldn't get any respect for being that person.
they probably took a boat anyway.
Yeah. Fredo probably did drive him to the airport thinking, oh, I can start to influence him. But not realizing he's actually fulfilling his destiny by doing that. That's actually what planted a seed for Pop to later say, oh, go pick up Johnny Ol at the airport.
And then Fredo would like coach young Fredo, like, make sure you stand up for yourself and tell Pop what you want.
Yeah.
You know, tell Pop. And then he's like, okay, I will. Thanks, old Fredo. And then he says to Pop, he's like, Pop, you know what? I want to be in charge of things. And then he's like playing with his Mickey Mouse toys, you know, because he's a little kid. And then so he's like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I got a perfect idea for you when you're grown up. You can play. Don't worry about it. I got you covered.
So you think
the Don that early knew that Fredo didn't have it in him?
He knew as soon as they were putting those cups on him and like,
wow.
he knew from the start that he wasn't.
Oh, interesting.
He was weak and sickly.
Yeah.
Plus he was left on the door by Romani.
That's right, yeah.
Don could never really.
It does make you wonder though, because Santino was the first son, it was expected he would take over the business.
Yeah.
Therefore, did Don Vito treat his other sons in a different way, not grooming them as much for leadership? Although we know in the book that Don Vito did always want Michael to get involved in the family business, unlike in the movie, which is a stronger story.
The movie being a stronger story? Because he didn't want him involved.
He did not want him, but he made his choice.
I'm not sure the... Because obviously the deleted scene from the movie...
Mm-hmm.
Implies that he didn't like. Wait, so now I'm trying to remember. The Don did not want him to join the family
in the movie.
In the book,
he wanted him to join the family.
Okay,
yes,
but in the movie,
he never wanted this for you.
Yeah,
you know, Santino was going to take charge, and Fredo.
But he was
Fredo. Santino would take charge. Fredo would take people to the airport. Take people in charge to the airport.
He's in charge. You're in charge of taking people to the airport.
And I expected you to take off.
But does that mean that... Because I thought he wanted Mikey to become like the governor and all that in order to help the family.
I think, you know, every 35 to 40 minutes, you and I go back to this. And...
it's not consistent. It's not clear. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's not clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not clear, but my impression was that he wanted him to be, in the movie, wanted him to be legitimate, or maybe not legitimate, but powerful, mm-hmm. not be involved in the family business directly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he got mad when he joined the army, too, the Marines.
In the book.
In the movie.
But does he in the movie?
Well, remember just how mad Sonny gets, and Tom's like,
"Oh, but that's not Pop."
Well, Pop got you a deferral to get you out of the army, and he's like, "I didn't know, I didn't ask."
Yeah,
for
but that could have been to not go and fight for strangers and risk his life. Right. It could have been because he was at college and everything, right?
Or graduate? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
we can.
That's a good college question. We'll ask FFC that question. That's a good
well,
one
maybe he's conflicted, you know? And the book does take place over a long time, so maybe mm-hmm. he does. But to get back to your question also.
Do you think he treated the sons differently?
Well, I think this is in the book that originally Sonny was not going to be part of the crime family, but then Sonny wanted to be it, and he was like, "I'm going to be a criminal just like you, Pop." Yeah, and he's like, "Oh well, I guess I'll have you." So apparently, he didn't want any of them in the family business.
That is right.
From a certain point of view.
Yeah.
Do you think that for like the last 10 years he's been like, I'm gonna get
everyone out of the every time I think I'm out they pull me back in.
It's like the destiny of all of them.
For all of the heads of the family to do. Yeah. Do you think Tatalia deals with that and Barzini? Everyone is like, oh, just when I sell my whore's contracts to another family, they pull me back in.
Maybe if you're in the prostitution side of the organized crime family, I could see it being less, there being more impetus to stay in as opposed to like the political influence wing of the, because you're like, oh, what am I going to do with political influence? Whereas, I could have unlimited sex with all these women. All right, well, maybe I won't quit the family.
Every time I try to quit, they pull me back in.
And then I go out, and then I go in, and then out. So, yes. And Fredo,
Yeah. So let's see. Foreshadowing, I talked about that. Oh, did you spot the old record player in the background?
No, I did not.
It was one of the last flashes before they go to the olive oil factory.
Oh, no, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, there was one of those old Victrola. Is that what it's called? The Victrola?
I called it an
amplification cone, but I don't know if that's what it's really called.
I think there is a term for it, but
there's
got to
be a term.
There's
got to
be
it,
a term. We'll ask, we'll answer. Yeah.
Every time I'm out, they pull me back in. Now I'm back in again.
No, I didn't notice the record player. That's a good point.
Yeah, you'll have to look up for next time the history of that. When they started, when that amplification cone, what that thing is called. Mm-hmm. And anything else about that we should know.
I also want to call, I'm going to call an overdouble alert.
Overdouble alert. Overdouble alert. Overdouble alert. Overdouble alert. Overdouble alert. Overdouble alert. Overdouble alert.
Whoa, talk to me.
Well, first of all, I feel like there's a lot of them in this scene. Like the scene where he's like, Don Vito. I feel like that's overdubbed. Uh-huh. But specifically when Sonny is doing the boxing and Robert De Niro's like, Sonny, why are you fighting? Sonny.
Yeah.
And it just sounds so like he's totally overdubbed, So I guess it's probably Robert De Niro doing a really low voice. If he's on the spot, he can't say it that Well, the paywall's coming down, and if you want to hear the rest of the episode, you have to go to godfatherminute.com/support.
And go ahead, take a chance, take a risk. Go and spend $1 an episode to hear all the bonus content.
In fact, I'm going to sign up for one of the higher ranking ones where I can either get a copy of the movie Robot Killer or even a signed DVD of The Godfather signed by Alex and Andy. I mean, it's going to cost a lot of money, but...
ROLO!